Okay, we're doing the Drashat Ramban. Do you have the place?
Tshuva,
Tchilat Kol Devar?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ramban had quoted us the Pasuk in Tehilim, where David the Melech says there are all kinds of things in nature that are indicative of God's praise, and the greatest is the Torah itself. And so he says, so what is this great honor? What is this great wisdom that's in the Torah? It seems pretty simple, you know. Even elementary school students read Torah. The nations have copied it. They've learned it. They've invented their own religions. What's so spectacular about the Torah? What makes it different than the other what other people are doing? Tshuva. In answer to this, and really he's going to focus the whole work answering this question. Tchilat kol davar alecha ladat shekol ma shanivraim yodim u'mevinim kulam perot ha-Torahim o perei perot shela. The first thing I want you to know, says the Ramban, he says a phenomenal point, and really, after reading this one sentence, we could close the work, and we got a tremendous insight. He says, I want you to know, all knowledge, everything you know, is a derivative of Torah. A derivative, or a derivative of a derivative. V'idmalei ha-Torah, and if it weren't for the Torah, en ben adam l'chamo shu rochev alav klum, there'd be no difference between the man and the donkey he's riding on. If you understand anything in this world, so you should know it's all either a derivative or a derivative of a derivative of the Torah. V'chen tireh ayom ba'umot ha'chokot me'eretz ha'Torah v'anvuah, and you'll see today that those nations that are distant from the land of Torah and prophecy, Yoshevei HaKetzavot, those that live far out, Kigon Yoshevei Romania, Vatatarim, Vumat HaTzaba, those that live in Romania, and the different nations he's quoting here, Sheinam Makirim Et Boram, Usburim Sha'olam Kadmon. You have people there who, they don't recognize the Creator, they think the world's always been around. V'gam Inam Mechashevim Klal, Ela B'Kadmuto, V'lo B'Chidusho, they don't think the world is something new, they think it's always been here. They don't think what causes the constellations to move in heaven. Is it moving on its own, or is there someone who causes the world to move? As King David said in this verse, that just look at nature, just look at the stars move, just look at the orbits, and you start realizing there's a hand that's moving all of this. You see, the nations that are close to us, they all noticed this point. They all contended with this point philosophically. They all questioned, wait a second, what makes the world tick? What keeps things moving? And you'll notice that those people that are far away, go to South Africa, go to the jungles of Africa. Do you find people over there discussing philosophies? Do you find people over there discussing that there is a hand that runs the systems here? Because a person, when he starts out, if there's no one there to educate him, so then the human being is like an animal. Shneimar, as the verse says in Job, Da'irper adam yivaled. A person, when he's born, is like a wild animal. It is education that can separate us. We have the potential to be different. But we start off, you know, if a guy is born in a jungle and there's no one there to teach him, so he starts off like an animal, and that's the way he's going to grow.
And
if a person thinks to himself, you know, this world's just always been here, if a person thinks, you know, there's no one running the show here, so then there's also no moral system, and there's no obligation to do something, there's no prohibition, and there's no accounting. And then why would one action be a better action than the other one? And it's fantastic what the Ramban is saying here, because this is the point that modern philosophers have been stressing in the last few decades, that you cannot explain logically why one action is better than another. that morality is a human invention, an invention of society. They have all kinds of explanations. Why is this good? Why is it good to do an act of kindness to someone else? Because you want it done to you, because it helps ensure society less. How do you define good? Good is practical. So we say no. God created the world, and God told us this is good, this is bad. There are things that are good, there are things that are bad. Being a kind person is good, being a cruel person is bad. But all of this cannot be proven logically. So the Ramban is saying, if you don't believe in a creator, then there's no accounting. And then there's also no definition of what's good and what's bad. And it's fascinating because just now, this is where modern philosophy is holding. That good and bad is all an invention of society. Nothing good, nothing bad. Says the Ramban, yeah, that's true. Without a Torah, without a recognition that there is a creator who has defined that which is good and bad and has expectations of us, then you cannot prove logically that logically. You can prove emotionally, but that's not proving it, you know. You cannot prove to me logically why one action is better than the other. And certainly a guy who has no God and doesn't believe in any creator, then one day is not different than the other, and one year is not different than the other. There's no Saturday, there's no holiday, there's nothing special in life, because it's all just cyclical. It's just life is moving on. This is the way it's always been, this is the way it'll always be here. Nimtza kol shaveh etzlo. And then there's this great equality that settles in on the world. If everything's all equal, so then every day is equal, every year is equal, every action is equal. Kmo shehu shaveh etzel ha-behemot, and it comes to the point where every creature is equal, and man has become equated with the animal. So, if we stop and analyze what the Ramban just told us, he told us a lot. Firstly, he told us all knowledge is derivative of the Torah. He says, look, people who don't have Torah can reach points where the things that are most basic to us in society, to them are non-existent. To the extent that man is not different than the animal. And the truth is, that's what you hear people saying today. Man is just a more sophisticated animal. It's interesting that the world, as much as it's advanced, hasn't really advanced. You know, this work was written almost 1,000 years ago.
Well, they have changed their minds about the world.
וחשוב בליבך שהקדוש ברוך הוא ברא כל השפלים להנאתו של אדם ולתשמישו. And think to yourself that God created everything here on planet Earth, all the other creatures that are less than man, He created them for man's pleasure and service. שאין לנו טעם ביצירת פעלי החיים השפלים והצמחים שאינם מכירים בוראם אלא זה. For we have no other reason for the creation of the other life forms, the plants, that they don't have the intellect, they don't understand that there's a creator. So then why did God create them if they're not connected to God? What was their purpose? Their purpose was to serve us. וברא את האדם, and God created man, שיכיר את בוראו, so that he will recognize his creator, blessed be he. ואם האדם איננו יודע מי שבראו כלל, and if the human being lives on earth and is not recognizing the one who created him, וכל שכן שאינו יודע שיש אצל בוראו, and certainly if the man declares that he doesn't know whether his creator prefers one action over another, מעשה נבחר ונרצה ומעשה אחר מרוחק ונמאס. So if the human being says, I don't know if there's a creator, I don't know God, and I don't know if there's an action that he prefers and an action that he dislikes, an action that he says is proper and an action that he says is improper. So then all of the lower life forms were created to serve the man who was created to recognize his creator and act as his creator defined. But if the man removes from himself that responsibility, and the man says, I don't recognize my creator, nor do I recognize the actions that he wants of me, נמצא האדם כבהמה, then man has demoted himself to the level of the animal, וכוונת בריאתו בטלה, and then the whole purpose of his creation has been undone. וזהו שאמרו חכמים תמיד, and this is what our sages always taught us, שאם לא קיבלו ישראל את התורה, that had the Jewish people not accepted the Torah, היה מחזיר העולם לתוהו ובוהו. God would have returned the world to its state of emptiness and void. כלומר, what our sages meant to say is, שאם לא היו חפצים לדעת וללמוד ידיעת בוראם, that if the Jewish people had not desired to know and learn and recognize their Creator, ושיש הפרש לפניו בין טוב לרע, and that the Creator discerns and says, there is a difference between what is good and what is bad, נמצא שכוונת בריאת העולם בטלה. Then the purpose of the creation of the world will have been undone. The whole purpose is a recognition and an action that stems from that recognition. Two points, the recognition and the actions. Recognizing that God created the world and acting in accordance with the guidelines that He gave us. Okay, we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.